Martha Deacon at Waterloo, Post 374. Saturday, June 17, 1815. Precisely 200 years ago today, on a cold, wet morning, Martha Deacon, 9 months pregnant, wandered with 3 small children through the British Army's bivouacs in the village of Genappe, very close to the Belgian hamlet of Waterloo. She was searching for her husband, Thomas Deacon, an ensign in the 73rd Highland Battalion. Going into battle at the crossroads of Quatre Bras, he had left her and their children with the baggage train. When a musket ball broke his arm, he dropped his sword and made his way to the rear in search of Martha, but though he looked past nightfall, he could not find her. At dawn, faint with loss of blood, he was put aboard one of the wagons carrying the wounded back to Brussels. Martha, clothed only in a dress of black silk covered by a shawl, kept looking for Thomas. Someone told her that he had been wounded. She took her children by the hand and walked the 22 miles to Brussels through a rainstorm so fierce that the Duke of Wellington declared he had not even known its like in India. They walked for 2 days. No report is made of where they spent the nights, or what they ate, or where they found shelter, if any. Martha found a recovering Thomas in Brussels. She gave birth to a baby girl the next day. They christened the child Waterloo Deacon. I love these moments when the haze lifts and ordinary human beings, tough, resilient, and vivid, step into the foreground of history and become a part of our experience. We can see Martha and Thomas make their journeys. We feel the force that drives them. They achieve individuality. Long dead, they are resurrected. On the 18th, the battle tore men apart from mid-morning until nightfall, when a final bayonet charge by Scottish Highland regiments broke the French. The casualty figures are incomprehensible. 50,000 dead or wounded in an area 2 miles long by 3/4 of a mile wide. One could circle the whole space at a reasonable walk in an hour. Tens of thousands of horses dead. No story erases or softens the facts of this charnel house. Not the astonishments of the defense of Hougoumont, the charge of the Scots Greys, the attacks of French cavalry on British squares, the final assault of Napoleon's Imperial Guard. But something in most of us wants to choose life, more life. And so I imagine this small gift of history born the day after the carnage, the additional fact of Waterloo Deacon.